Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, sometimes the international, and oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on a Friday. On a Friday after a great election, I'm still basking in the warm glow. It's just nice to head into a Saturday knowing that election is not only over, but that it went the way it did. But like I said earlier in the segment here, this whole first dipper of the show is called California Dreamin'. I love that state. I don't love the state politics, but we have to understand what you see in terms of the Electoral College is not representative of the entire state. Geography speaking, if you look at the map, red and blue, there's more red counties right now in California than there are blue. The population centers are what makes a difference in the politics. Well, somebody who knows that better than any of us is my friend, former state senator Melissa Melendez. She served in the California State Senate for 10 years. And after leaving the state Senate in 2022, she served for a period of time as the president of the Golden State Policy Council, a conservative think tank and advocacy organization. She's also a veteran of the Navy, where she was a Russian linguist, and she's on the phone right now. Melissa Melendez, how are you doing?
Well, it is a great MAG morning. Thank you, Phil, for having me on.
It's nice to hear somebody from the left coast say MAGA morning. Yes, it is.
I'm going to have a T-shirt that says that. Good MAGA morning.
Good MAGA morning to you. Well, listen, I mean, talk to us a little bit, because you guys, I mean, people don't realize that a little bit of red stuff happened in the election in California.
Yeah, we did. We had about 9 counties that flipped to red voting for Trump, you know, compared to the last election, which is wonderful. And that tells you that, Democrats are now not afraid of the party bosses. They're not afraid of being called names. They're not afraid of being demonized for the way they vote and wanting to stand up for their families and their children and the economy that they want. They're tired of it. And that's why you've seen this shift. And we've seen now, you know, just in our state legislature, I mean, granted, we have a long way to go to, you know, for Republicans to get a majority, but there are 2 seats in the assembly that are looking like they're going to flip red. So that's wonderful news. We didn't lose any in the Senate. That's wonderful news as well. And of course, we've seen, you know, a number of people who have switched from voting typically for Democrats to voting for Trump. So that's, you know, a small bit of an awakening that's hugely encouraging for those of us who are, you know, still in California and holding out hope that we can turn things around.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things that's also very telling is not just Democrats in terms of the Trump or the true Republican vote, but in some cases there were Democrats that got ousted from office. I mean, we're watching the mayor of Oakland, the mayor of San Francisco, D.A. Gascon, and D.A., what's her name? Last name, Price, I believe. They got recalled and outvoted.
I mean, That's right. We have the mayor of San Francisco, you know, she's out. I mean, now keep in mind, they are not being replaced by Republicans.
Sure.
They are being replaced by other Democrats. However, those Democrats who are replacing these 2 women, I hope they got the message that their constituents don't want any more of this defund the police nonsense and let everybody out of jail and, you know, anything goes in California. So I hope that they're heeding that call. So that is encouraging. And then, you know, we had a number of propositions on the ballot. We had 10 propositions. And typically Democrats expect, you know, the voters are going to pass all of them. And 4 of them are failing, which is kind of extraordinary. And one of them in particular, when we're talking about public safety, is one that basically said, you know, what they want to do is they wanted inmates who work in prison to be paid the state's minimum wage.
What?
So yes. And so they put a proposition on the ballot to, I think they called it forced labor. Well, okay, it's not forced labor. It's actually a privilege that you earn in prison to have a job there. And no, they don't get paid minimum wage, but that's what the push was. So they wanted to get rid of that so that then they can implement minimum wage for inmates. And so that proposition is failing in a deep blue state like California. So that tells you Californians, no matter what their political stripe is, they are sick and tired of this nonsense.
Well, and you guys, I believe, didn't Proposition 36 pass? That's the one that made it tougher on crime
and did
away with the weakness.
That's right.
Yes. That's awesome.
Yep.
And that's statewide, isn't it?
That is statewide, and that's another wake-up call for Democrats who think that their constituents are always just going to vote the way they tell them to vote. And that has changed because, like I said, they're tired of – I mean, you know, we have people on the news now saying that the reason Kamala Harris lost is because black men are racist, Latino men are racist, white men are racist. Everybody's a racist if you don't do what they say.
Yeah.
And I think voters have said, you know what, you can call me any name you want. I'm not doing that because I'm going to vote what's best for me and for my family.
Yeah, absolutely. And I hope we see more of it. And, you know, and I tell you what, one of the things I didn't even mention in my earlier portion of this segment is apparently in response to Trump getting elected, Gavin Newsom, who, by the way, I follow you on social media, and I crack up every time you always call Gavin Newsom Skippy. So so you're constantly, he'll say something, you know, he'll go Gavin, and then you'll say, well, Skippy, if you'd just done this, you know. But anyway, but Skippy has now called a special session of the legislature to come in to, I guess, I've got one article here from New York Post says to Trump-proof the state by trying to get more money extorted out of the legislature to give him money to fight in court.
Yeah, he's out of his mind. I mean, look, there is no one rooting harder for Kamala Harris to lose than Gavin Newsom. He may have been rooting harder, more so than Republicans, okay? Because that man wants to be president. That man is never going to be president, but that's what he has his eye on. So he's very happy that she lost. And now that's him planting his flag in the ground, saying, I'm the next generation for the Democrats to put forward for president. That's exactly what he's doing. You know, I mean, he didn't campaign very hard for her. He was, you know, strangely absent for most of the time. He, you know, tried to make it look good, but he really didn't because he wanted her to lose because he wants to be the guy. So, yeah, he's going to try to Trump-proof California, whatever that means. And meanwhile, he better look at the vote count because there's an awful lot of Californians who voted for Trump, and they weren't all Republicans.
Yeah, it's really been something to watch. Well, you know, geographically speaking, and this reminds me of, like, I have friends that I served with in the military that were from New York and others that were from Oregon. And in both cases, they told me that a huge swath of the state just wishes the big population centers would break off and become their own state so they could have their politics back where they know they are, because they're as conservative as we are in Alabama. And the same is true for, you know, the Northern California, but not really just Northern California. I can look straight down the eastern edge of the California. I can see red, 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 red.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. I mean, you know, the problem is always you have these bigger cities and the coastal cities who are packed with people, and that's where a lot of the votes are coming from. But again, we saw a shift this last election cycle. So, you know, Gavin Newsom can try to Trump-proof California all he wants, but I don't know that Trump is going to let him get away with that. In fact, I think Trump already put out a statement on Truth Social saying, hold on there. This is going to be very fun to watch.
Yeah, it is going to be fun to watch. And, you know, I'm serious when I say we want California back. I mean, the amount of resources, the amount of people, the amount of seats in Congress, the amount of just the natural beauty of the state. You lived out there for a while. You served the state. And I, you know, I think back to, I said earlier before you came on the air, in Alabama, we literally had 136 straight years of Democrat control for our legislature, and then we swept it back in 2010, and we've had a Republican majority ever since. So it's not like it's not been but just recent history that we became a true red state. How far off the mark are you in terms of Republicans being able to take control of any portion of the legislature?
Well... Yeah, that's the problem. That's where, it's pretty far, but it's not undoable. I mean, like I said, just in the state assembly, you know, out of 80 members, we currently have 18 seats, but it looks like if, you know, things hold true, we'll pick up two more. So, you know, that would make it 20. Now, bear in mind, out of 80 seats, Republicans only having 20, you know, that means Democrats still have a majority.
Right.
But, you know, going back to what you said about Alabama, well, California, you know, produced Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
And California hasn't always been, you know, deep, deep blue like it is now. It's certainly been blue for a long time, but it's not deep blue. So it's not impossible. And I just think that, you know, Democrats and the progressive element of the Democrat Party in particular, they keep pushing people's backs against the wall. And eventually people are just going to say, no, I'm not putting up, I'm going to stand up for myself. And I think you know, that's what we're starting to see. Hopefully that momentum builds. But, you know, people are, I mean, they're feeling it. You know, it's the economy is terrible. I mean, gas in California is still just under $5 a gallon. In some places it is five or higher. Yeah, and that hasn't changed. You know, ever since that spike went into place where it was $5, in some places it was $7, it hasn't changed. So, and now, you know, they want to ban gas-powered vehicles. They've already passed a law saying no more gas-powered vehicles by the year 2035. They want everybody an electric vehicle. They just passed something that's going to increase our gas prices. And, you know, people can't afford it. Yeah. I mean, you know, when butter and milk is as expensive as it is and then add gas to it. And I just think not everybody can vote with their feet and move to Alabama, you know. And so the rest of us are going to stay here and fight and see what we can do to turn things around.
Well, you know, unfortunately, California has lost the U-Haul battle for the last several years. I don't even know, but there's a U-Haul survey they do. How many one-way trailers went out of each state, and California has had the one-way ticket for several years now. But
that's right. That's
all right.
Well, they should use Gavin Newsom as their, you know, their spokesmodel on their billboards and things. He certainly is doing a good job of drumming up business for him.
Holy cow. Yeah, him and Scott Wiener.
That's right.
Well, sister, we appreciate the fact that there are ruffians out there on the left coast that are still holding the line. But we'll just keep working from our end to hopefully send supplies in, and y'all keep the fight up, all right?
We need the support. We need the prayers. Just, you know, we surely appreciate it from all our friends across the country. And we're not done. We're not giving up. So thank you, Bill,
Absolutely.
For staying in the fight with us and helping us out.
All right. Former State Senator, California, Senator Melissa Melendez, we appreciate you. You have a great day.
You too, Phil. Thanks
all right,
so
bye-bye.
Much.
Oh, man. I want California back. All right, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We'll come back. I'll catch up on a bunch of text messages. A bunch. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.